Hey, thanks for joining us. And, you know, earlier this morning on the starting lineup, Perry and Rick, they had Mark Woodall, the prospective Lions buyer, come on air and talk about, you know, some of the things that he would like to see as the prospective owner of the BC Lions, and asked about stadium situations and all that. I know you obviously had a chance to maybe get to know Mark Woodall a little bit too. Is really the future of the BC Lions tied to the local ownership situation, or is there something bigger into the picture that escapes just the ownership, and it's something about the way the league and the game is perceived now amongst sports fans?
Yeah, that's two separate issues, right? Look, I don't think anybody for a minute believes that local ownership is going to solve all the BC Lions problems, but I think it's a step in the right direction. There are larger issues facing the CFL, and they're well known to everybody in and around the league. But I really think the Lions need something. They need a local presence. They need a fresh energy. They need some fresh ideas. They just need a change, because the status quo isn't working and hasn't been working for a while. It needs something, and like, well, far from perfect. I kind of like the idea of a broad-based group of local businessmen investing in the team.
Ed, you're absolutely right, and I agree with the sentiment of what Mark is doing here, just the idea of, look, local ownership is a step in the right direction. I think my bigger question is, what makes it a prudent investment?
Well, fair enough. I mean, there's a belief there that there's about 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 fans that they can get to, and if they can get back up to, you know, averaging 22, 23,000 fans per game, then I think it becomes a viable enterprise, right? The TV contract changes the business equation of the CFL for all teams. Now, I understand that's coming up again, but I mean, TSN has been a longtime supporter of the CFL, and I'm not sure if I see that changing a lot in the next little while. So that's kind of the shorter answer there. And again, there's all those other questions about the future of the CFL, and they're not going to go away. The graying of the market, that trying to find, you know, a new generation of fans, all those things have been around for the last decade and will continue to be a problem. But I don't think in the short term the problems facing the Lions are insurmountable if they can, you know, just tap into them. Like I said, those other 2,000-3,000 fans per game, if they can find that. And I think having, you know, having a local group with some new ideas gives them a chance.
We were, you know, reviewing your piece and, you know, like the idea of a $20 million investment. And one of the things we posed to people is, okay, what if they didn't play in BC Place? Would you be more willing to invest in the experience of what the Lions are, much like the Canadians kind of do? It's not about the players. It's not about the wins and losses. It's about investing in kind of Nat Bailey Stadium. You get a nice summer day out. A $20 million investment, is that a drop in the sea of what could be a future investment to get a new stadium, to get out of BC Place?
Oh, geez, building, you know, a project that size just requires so much. I don't see it. I'm sure anything's possible. And, you know, sure, you know, are the Whitecaps thrilled with being in BC Place? I think you'd probably get an answer from them if they posed that question. But, you know, that kind of, well, you're looking at a $200-300 million project. Where is it going to go? Who's going to fund it? And these things in Canada just end up turning into a nightmare every time they're raised. So I don't think that's it. I think for better or worse, the Lions and the Whitecaps are married to BC Place, and it's far from ideal. And I think everybody's aware of the challenges of having that as their home base. But I honestly don't see that changing for this generation.
If the game and the league and this team needs fresh blood, new blood, young blood, and maybe some fresh energy that way, what about Marco Iannuzzi, who on Twitter yesterday said he would love to join this ownership group and would throw his name into the ring for presidency if that is maybe on the table for the BC Lions? How do you think that would work for this team that would have a former player like that with his business pedigree coming in, offering some fresh perspectives?
Well, yeah, anyway, there's a number, you know, it was interesting, that article ran. I flew back from Hamilton yesterday, that, you know, their article ran, and I got an email from somebody, you know, asking to be directed to Woodall. I talked to Mark yesterday. I think he had five or six expressions of interest, like on, you know, the day before the article ran in the paper. It was just online at that point. So it was interesting to me that there is a bit of momentum and there is some endorsement. And you know, Marco would be there are any one of a number of people, I think, who would be who could move this thing forward. That's why I'd kind of like to see it play out, just to see where it goes.
It's the Playbook with John and Bick on Sportsnet 650, talking with Ed Willis from the Province Sports and detailing the BC Lions ownership situation. I mean, we talked about the stadium, you know, should they get a new one? Do you still personally believe the future of the BC Lions remains in Vancouver, regardless of, I'll say this, does it still belong in the Lower Mainland? You know, whether it's Vancouver, Langley, Surrey, wherever this team might eventually move to, but is it here as opposed to moving elsewhere in BC, say, the Kelowna situation, the interior, or heck, maybe even on the island? Would that be something that could possibly be on the radar if this team decides we need something?
I mean, anything's possible. Look, you're talking about a franchise that has a 60-year history, you know, in Vancouver, that has fairly deep roots, and, you know, just look, you know, the business ties, the corporate ties, and I know it's a pain in the ass getting to BC Place, but it's still kind of the ancestral home of the BC Lions and has been since 83. So I'm not sure. That's kind of just kicking the ball down the road. I don't see where moving to Kelowna or to the island, you know, immediately solves any of the problems. Mm-hmm. They'll face the same challenges there that they do in Vancouver.
Ed, we had Mark on earlier, and one of the things he talked about is getting the business community behind the BC Lions. And, okay, look, I appreciate that idea, but it's also, I think the biggest obstacle is going to get the younger community behind. I understand that the money is always going to be so important, but is not generating the interest kind of the CFL's biggest issue?
Yeah, no, I think so. That's kind of the underlying story is, you know, how do they attract younger fans? How do they broaden their fan base? There's like, to me, there's kind of this fiercely loyal group to the CFL. And, you know, this isn't an issue in the prairies. It's not really an issue in Hamilton or Ottawa. You're talking about the three largest markets where there are plenty of choices for the sports fans and for younger people. That's part of a much larger conversation. I don't know how they do that. I know they have some plans. I know they have some ideas. You know, there's initiatives about, you know, broadening the markets and, you know, looking at the domestic leagues in Europe and South America and Central America and all those things. So like I say, you know, just going back to my original point, there's really two issues in play here. One's kind of the immediate future of the BC Lions, and then there's this overriding question about the broader future of the CFL in Vancouver, in Toronto, and in Montreal.
I appreciate this Woodall and Keith group for being persistent in their attempts to buy this team, because they did so, as you mentioned, 2 years ago when David Brayley kind of used the, you know, the concussion lawsuit as a shield of sorts to prevent the sale. What's different this time, you think? And has Brayley maybe changed his position on wanting to give up this team?
Well, yeah, I think there's a couple of things. His health, I think, is more of an issue this time. He really can't get out to Vancouver, and I know he really enjoyed coming out to the games. I think that's one thing. I also think he has to be aware of what's taking place in the marketplace, you know, and the fact that attendance has gone down every year except one since 2011. And that new, you know, and I'm like, geez, Wally Buono, he said it on the record as he was leaving last year. There needs to be a change. There needs to be a new ownership group. So I think when you just, like, add all those things together, I think this is the time. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if it happened this offseason.
On that note, since you brought up his name, would Wally Buono maybe have a role to play if this proposal goes through at all, or is that something that's just a little off the radar at this moment?
Yeah, I don't think I could see him, you know, in kind of a consulting role, mm-hmm. Something along those lines. I don't see him being a major player in a new ownership group.
Gotcha. Hey, Ed, really appreciate you giving us some time here this morning detailing that great article, which you can read right now up on the Province Sports or, of course, in the paper. Appreciate your time and enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, guys, all the best. Thanks, bye.